Oprah Winfrey is just one of the African-American luminaries lining up behind a new movie that's both harsh and hauntingly beautiful. Precious is about a teenage girl in Harlem who's obese, illiterate, and horribly abused. It's based on a 1996 best-selling novel called Push. Director Lee Daniels' adaptation has already won major awards at film festivals. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this story, which, be warned, contains adult themes.
Lee Daniels is having a moment. Daniels is sprawling on a creamy sofa in a plush suite at the Four Seasons Hotel. His movie, Precious, is about to take the top prize at the Toronto International Film Festival. It's the second film he's ever directed. Then Oprah Winfrey sweeps in.
It's gorgeous, gorgeous love.
You've changed again?
Winfrey, resplendent in a purple tunic, has hitched her solid gold media wagon to this tiny but powerful movie.
I'd never seen anything like that. It was guttural. It was primal. It felt like, wow, that hit a nerve.
The main character in Precious escapes from her hellish existence through a convoluted fantasy life.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I want to be on the cover of a magazine. I wish I had a light-skinned boyfriend with real nice hair. But first, I want to be in one of them BET videos.
These superficial adolescent dreams are more important and complicated than you might expect. They work as her refuge while Precious is being abused.
You're a dummy. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you.
The villain in Precious is the girl's terrifying mother, a mean-eyed creature so slovenly you can practically smell her. She's complicit when Precious is raped by her father, repeatedly. And the mother abuses Precious, too, emotionally, physically, and sexually. She denies it to her daughter's social worker.
I don't want you to sit there and judge me, Miss Weiss.
You shut up and you let him abuse your daughter.
I did not want him to abuse my daughter. I did not
but
want him to hurt her.
But you allowed him to
hurt her. I did not want him to do nothing to her. So those things that she told you I did to her, who else was going to love me? Who was going to make me feel good?
I'm a little nervous about white people seeing the world because I feel like it's a snapshot into something maybe you shouldn't even be into. This is mine. This is my world.
Director Lee Daniels knew families like that one growing up in West Philadelphia.
When I was 11, there was a little girl that came to my home at 3 in the afternoon. We just got out of school. This little girl I grew up with, she was naked. She came to my front door. She said, my mommy beat me. And my mom's going to kill me. And I'll never forget the feeling that it had in me.
Daniels discovered that feeling made eloquent when he read the novel Push by Sapphire. He resolved to adapt it as a movie that expressed the book's vivid energy and its explicitly gay characters.
Because in my culture, homosexuality is really looked down on, and I really wanted to surprise people.
The teenage protagonist is not gay, but the teacher who transforms her life is.
This hero. She's a lesbian, and I knew that that would upset a lot of people that were African-American that looked down on lesbianism.
Over the past 20 years, Daniels has slowly climbed up the Hollywood food chain, from production assistant to casting director to producer of Monsters Ball, which scored the first Academy Award for a black leading actress. Still, he was forced to cash in all his chips to raise $3 million to film Precious.
Come on, you know, who wants to finance a movie about a 300-pound black girl?
It takes a certain perseverance, perhaps like Tyler Perry's. If Oprah Winfrey is queen of all media, Perry is its do-it-yourself king. Far off the Hollywood grid, Perry produces, writes, directs, and stars in boisterous lowbrow comedies that have earned more than $400 million worldwide. They include I Can Do Bad All By Myself and Madea's Family Reunion.
It's so good to see the whole family together. Thank you, Madea.
I tried. I used my pistol for some of them because that's all they understood.
But Tyler Perry wants to take his hyper-success making movies for a mostly black female audience in a more serious direction. He says he picked this film as a start because he identified with Precious.
Well, for me, you know, my mother was my protector growing up because I was in a house like the one in Precious.
Perry's mother shielded him from his abusive father's violence. He says that's why now he often tells women's stories.
She would take me everywhere with her to protect me. So I went to hair salons and I went to the Lane Bryant and I would listen to all these women, you know, a little boy listening to all this. I soaked up everything.
Perry signed up as executive producer of Precious after seeing a rough cut of the film. Then he got Winfrey to sign up too. But director Lee Daniels had already cast a number of his famous friends who showed up in Toronto to support the film. Mariah Carey squeezes her way through a crowded Four Seasons hallway. She plays a tough, dowdy social worker in Precious. The movie also features Lenny Kravitz as a nurse and Sherry Shepherd from The View. Mary J. Blige wrote a song for the film. The likable comedian Monique shed her glamorous image to play the gut-wrenching monster of a mother.
Precious, you gonna stand up there and look down at me like you're a woman? You don't know what real women do. Real women sacrifice. Now smile about that, you fat.
When Oprah Winfrey saw the movie for the first time, she called Monique immediately. Didn't say hello, just asked one question.
Who's your favorite designer? Get your dress ready, girl. Get your dress ready to walk that red carpet, because that's an Oscar-winning performance if I ever saw one.
But even for Oprah, it's a challenge to market a film with such unsparing themes. Precious comes out in theaters in November. Winfrey wants the film to bridge the art house crowd with the so-called urban audiences that adore Tyler Perry. But Winfrey expects all of them, like her, to leave the theater with new eyes.
How many times have I seen and not seen the Preciouses of the world? How many times have I seen that girl on the street? How many times have I seen her on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Chicago, waiting on a bus? How many times have I seen that girl coming out of Walgreens? How many times have I seen her and not seen her?
Girls like Precious are easy to ignore, says Oprah Winfrey, even to despise. But this movie makes you recognize how perfectly this Precious is named. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.